When we think about the importance of California state parks and the need to ensure their future, one of the best examples that comes to mind for us at Audubon is Big Basin Redwoods State Park. This particular park is a great example of why Audubon supports the state parks initiative, Prop 21. Established in 1902, Big Basin State Park in California's Santa Cruz Mountains holds the distinction of being our oldest state park. It's also one of the most spectacular and popular parks in the system, and a place of particular importance to one of North America's most threatened and mysterious birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the threatened marbled murrelet. This is Bay Birds. For nearly 200 years, one of the greatest mysteries confronting ornithologists was the breeding habits of this small seabird. There were theories that marbled murrelets spent most of their life over the ocean and went ashore to breed, but no one had ever actually seen a nest. Then, in 1974, a worker at Big Basin Redwood State Park found the first marbled murrelet nest high in the redwood canopy. Subsequent research has found that this unique seabird flies up to 50 or 60 miles inland to build its nests, usually in old-growth forests. Marbled murrelets depend on marine habitats for feeding and on forested habitat for breeding. At sea, they prefer coastal, relatively shallow waters, but in more northern areas, they may range further from shore. They are specific to the Northwest Pacific coast, but most of their population occurs around Alaska's southern coast. Although their range does stretch down into the central California coast, but their numbers are significantly fewer in these areas. Marbled murrelets are small, puffin-like birds with a short black bill. They are generally less than 10 inches in length, only weigh about half a pound, and have a modest wingspan of around 16 inches. They have a dark cap and back and mottled plumage below, and it's this marbled appearance that gives the bird its name. Unlike many other seabirds during breeding season, the marbled murrelet's unique brownish color scheme provides the bird with camouflage as it nests upon dark tree limbs. The marbled murrelet's winter plumage is more typical of seabirds, being dark gray on the cap, neck, and back, and white beneath. The three major threats to the marbled murrelet are habitat loss, oil spills, and offshore gill netting, making them particularly vulnerable to human activity and putting their survival at odds with the timber industry, the oil industry, and the fishing industry. It's the timber industry, however, that is increasingly carving away at its breeding habitat. Marbled murrelets are an Audubon watchlist bird, and their California, Oregon, and Washington populations are currently listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. A push by logging interests to eliminate their protected status in 2009 was fought by Audubon California and other conservation organizations, and thankfully the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service upheld its threatened status. So here's where Big Basin Redwood State Park is so important. As habitat in the Santa Cruz Basin has been chopped up by development and other pressures, the small population of marbled murrelets that breed in the Big Basin Redwood State Park area have struggled to survive. California State Parks, as a government agency, is obliged to safeguard threatened species on its properties. So park staff take great care to protect the old-growth canopy at the park and keep people away from nesting sites. Even with the protection of habitat within the park, one of the biggest threats to nests are crows and other corvids that are encouraged by trash and food left behind by park visitors. So what can you do? Two things, actually. One, be a responsible park visitor and encourage everyone you know to do the same. Reduce the amount of trash you produce, and when you do produce trash, dispose of it properly. Two, Support our state parks so they can afford to be properly staffed and continue their vital public education, restoration, and maintenance at Big Basin and throughout the state of California. Audubon could provide you with plenty of reasons to vote for Prop 21, but protecting Big Basin Redwood State Park? That's the reason the marbled murrelet will give you. To learn more about Audubon's position in support of Prop 21, please visit the Audubon California website at ca.audubon.org. And while you're there, you can learn more about the marbled murrelet by searching under birds. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.